Ladies and gentlemen, today is a day that will go down in history as the day when Oklahoma took a giant step forward toward equality for all people that call this state home. We are living today. Living as witnesses to something that a decade ago I never thought possible, this close to marriage equality in the Sooner State. And we're about to do something now that you would not have seen long ago as we raise the American flag and the pride flag together. Today, Governor Fallon issued a statement decrying this as the federal government's infringing on states' rights. Nothing could be further from the truth, because what has happened for far too long here is the infringement upon the rights of lesbians and gay men to marry those that they love. This is not a states' rights issue, it's a human rights issue. This is remarkable not just for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Oklahomans, but in fact, this is a historic moment for decades and generations to come, when they will see that even here in the reddest of red states, there are plenty of people who value at the most what the Constitution declares, equality for everyone.
Bravo!
A decade ago, four brave Oklahoma women stood on behalf of all of us when they sued the state of Oklahoma for what they believed, and we believe, was injustice. It's been a long, hard fight, and we wouldn't be where we are today were it not for the incredible efforts, the dedication, and the undying belief in equality of some wonderful, wonderful attorneys. And we're very pleased to have with us this evening two members of that team. We're here tonight with Don Holliday and Joseph Tai. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. It is a wonderful day for marriage equality. It's a significant day for four clients, four plaintiffs who have engaged in this battle for over a decade, and their faces represent the faces of countless hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gay and lesbian couples in this state. And the decision says that those couples will no longer be treated as second-class couples in Oklahoma, but that the great promise of the Constitution that all citizens are equal applies to Oklahoma and its citizens. And so it's a great day for Oklahoma, too. We are joining a nation that is going forward on this issue, and Oklahomans ought to be proud of the decision that's been handed today.
Bravo!
It's been a deep personal and professional privilege to be counsel in this case and to share these duties with my co-counsel, Joe Todd. Joe.
It's been an honor and a privilege to represent the plaintiffs in this case, to be co-counsel to Don, and to represent the broader rights of all Oklahomans in the state, gay, lesbian, and straight. The decision today affirmed the bedrock principle that in the law, under the Constitution, there are no second-class marriages, there are no second-class couples, there are no second-class citizens, inside or outside of Oklahoma. We are all equal under the eyes of the law.
All right. Yeah.
For those who would say that this is a terrible day for Oklahoma families, let me rebut that argument now. Today is a wonderful day for Oklahoma families.
Yeah. Yeah.
For too long, gay and lesbian couples and their children have been denied the legal protections and benefits, as well as the social dignity and honor of being recognized in equal relationships with their straight friends and neighbors. Now they can be full and equal members of their communities.
We are joined here tonight by hundreds of people and so many more around the state who are celebrating with us. There's simply no way that we can thank everyone responsible for all that's been done for equality in the great state of Oklahoma. But we do want to recognize all of those who hold elected office that are with us, those who are running for office. A very special thank you to Mr. Bob Lemon. And now it's my privilege to introduce to you a two-time board member on the Cimarron Alliance Board of Directors and a fierce advocate for equality for all people, Mr. Marquette Clay.
All right, Marquette. I'll just be short. This is a great day for Oklahoma.
Yes,
this is a great day for our country, and this is a great day for civil rights.
Yeah.
Civil rights has gone through many changes in this country. And this today is good civil rights for Oklahoma.
Bravo!
Someone said it'll be a cold day in July before marriage equality ever comes to Oklahoma. Friends, if I could leave you with one thought, it's this. As momentous as this day is, as earth-shattering in the most positive way that today is, we have not ended our pursuit for equality. So it's incumbent upon every good-thinking person in the state of Oklahoma for all of us to unite together to make sure that our children and our grandchildren grow up in a place that they want to live, a place where they are at home and feel comfortable and feel a part of instead of different from. So today, we continue our march forward for equality for all people. Thank you.